There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everybody and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. It is Monday the 12th of February 2024, so a quick reminder, it's Valentine's Day in 2 days, so get that box quick. My name is Dan Club. I'm here for all the latest news relating to the Reds today and of course from the weekend. It was a successful weekend for Liverpool Football Club, actually. Winning, obviously, Anfield on Saturday against Burnley, but only that, the under-18s won on that morning as well, beating Blackburn. The under-21s beat Stoke on Sunday, and the women's team also got the job done against the London City Lionesses in the FA Cup. Happy days. What a weekend that was then. Yeah, let's dive into it. And news-wise, there's quite a lot of it going on, as ever. Fabrizio Romano has provided the latest update on Xabi Alonso and the potential of him succeeding Jurgen Klopp as Liverpool manager. He's described him as the main candidate. He did this on his YouTube channel. He said the following: Liverpool are well informed on the situation of Xabi Alonso. Liverpool know everything about his contract situation at Bayer Leverkusen, how to find a way to appoint Xabi Alonso potentially in the summer. So Liverpool are really well informed on the situation of Xabi Alonso. Then we have to wait for the new Liverpool sporting director to be decided upon. However, that will decide how, when, and which way they attack the situation for Xabi Alonso as the manager. We have to wait to see what they will decide to go for another one, because there is a shortlist. It is not only Xabi Alonso, but for sure he is the main candidate for Liverpool. No surprise whatsoever. In that last line there, I think most Liverpool fans would have had one eye at least on Bayer Leverkusen against Bayern Munich over the weekend, which obviously saw Bayer Leverkusen run out pretty comfortable winners in the end and extend their lead at the top of the Bundesliga to 5 points. And if you haven't, I'd urge you to go and watch some of the highlights of that game and the football that was played, and also some of the interviews post-game as well, because Xabi Alonso spoke brilliantly after masterminding that victory, to be honest with you. So as sort of semi-auditions go, with the eyes of most of Liverpool on him, it was pretty impressive all told. So yeah, no surprise Xabi Alonso is the main candidate for Liverpool, according to Fabrizio Romano. Next up, I want to talk about contracts. This comes from Football Insider. It says Trent Alexander-Arnold is set for a new deal. And this, again, kind of comes back to the appointment of a sporting director, like Romano alluded to there, because there's obviously the new managerial appointments we made at some point, but Liverpool also need a sporting director. And the in-tray for whoever that sporting director is going to be absolutely massive, because manager Trent Alexander-Arnold, Mohamed Salah and Virgil van Dijk and other transfer business all to be dealt with pretty much immediately, I would say. And obviously there's the Thiago and John Matip contract situation, albeit they might not be as important, might not be as pressing. They could both leave the club for free, of course, in a few months as well. So a lot to be dealing with, I would say. But on Trent, Football Insider have claimed that well-placed sources have told Football Insider that the fullback is expected to be offered the biggest and longest-term deal out of the superstar trio that, of course, is Trent. Is of course Salah and Virgil van Dijk. So yeah, Trent looks like he might be getting the best offer out of the three of them, which comes as no surprise really, given obviously the age that we're talking about here, and yeah, the fact that they're all massively important. Virgil van Dijk is of course the captain, Trent's vice captain, Mohamed Salah arguably best player. So big things to be getting done. I'm all out of contract in 2025, so can't really afford to wait too long. You don't want them to be getting into the final 12 months of the deal, because it just becomes complicated, just becomes a little bit messy, to be honest with you. Moving on then, There's a quick transfer story to be dealing with. And Leroy Sané is reportedly on the list of Liverpool, according to Bild journalist Christian Falk. He has revealed that Sané is well aware of Liverpool's interest, but will wait until the summer to make a definitive decision on his future. He said, Leroy Sané is on the list at Liverpool FC. As far as I have heard, the Bayern player knows about the interest, but he has not yet decided how to proceed. He changed his mind, his management, and wants to stay... once aside, sorry, in the summer. Of course, at Liverpool, Mo Salah might go to Saudi Arabia. In the summer, there was an offer, but Liverpool is still not sure whether to let the superstar go. I have heard that Liverpool can even imagine him letting go on a free transfer, as they have already made their money back from what they paid Roma for him. A lot now depends on whether or not he leaves. Another problem is that, in the end, Sané decides he likes it better in Munich anyway and might decide to stay. So, yeah, Leroy Sané. I personally would not be sold whatsoever on that transfer. I think Leroy Sané is a wonderful footballer. I really do. I like him at Man City. I like him at Bayern Munich. I personally have said this numerous times. I don't see us replacing Salah with anybody sort of plug and play, ready to go. I think we go down a few years younger route and somebody who could potentially become the Mo Salah of the future. And listen, I'd like us to go and sign a superstar, an absolute ready-made superstar who can just come in and hit the ground running and be the guy. But I do think we'll sign somebody who might need, I don't know, a few months, 6 months, 12 months, whatever it is, to settle in and then become a genuine, genuine world-class superstar after a little bit of time. But remains to be seen. Obviously, so much of that hinges, again, on contract situations, transfer situations, with the interest from Saudi Arabia absolutely certain to come back in the summer, I would imagine. Final story comes surrounding Xabi Alonso once again, and it's actually the sporting director at Bayer Leverkusen was speaking to Sport One, and he has given several reasons why he believes the Reds will prove unsuccessful if they try to prize Alonso to Merseyside. He said the following. One is contract consolations. The other thing is how comfortable he is and how comfortable he feels. The family, himself, and he knows what he has at this club. He also has a very good team. We have a very good perspective next year, and there is no change in the team. We will definitely have a top team available next year. These are all points that, in addition to contracts, coaches like Xabi, but also players who arouse interest from other clubs, often keep with us. Basically saying there's loads of reasons why Xabi Alonso will stay at Bayer Leverkusen and not join Liverpool. And listen, he could well be right. Xabi Alonso might feel that his career trajectory is such that he needs another year at Leverkusen, he needs more time, but I'm not sure personally. And again, I'm obviously of a Liverpool persuasion, so I would be inclined to thinking if Liverpool come knocking, someone like Xabi Alonso tends to say yes, because obviously he has a history, he has a bond, he has a connection with us. But again, he might make what he feels like is a sensible decision and stick around and allow himself to grow more and more as a manager before making the next step. But it does feel very much like Xabi Alonso is very much the front runner, very much the leading contender for what will be the vacant Liverpool managerial post. But yeah, who knows? Remains to be seen. I hope we hear more in the future, because at the minute it's really difficult to sort of park both conversations. You want to concentrate on what's going on the pitch and just the potential of a quadruple and what all that means, but the undercurrent and the other sort of side of your head is going, but Liverpool need a new manager at some point in the future. So yeah, difficult one to balance, but one we will try our best to do here at Redmen TV. And if you want to get ready for Wembley with us at the Redmen TV, head to redmenplus.com. We've got loads of League Cup content there for you from the past and the present. We've got our latest chat with James Pearce went out over the weekend as well, talking about the success in 21-22. And Keith Kelleher was obviously the man of the hour. Come of the hour, come of the Keith Kelleher. So we've got all that there for you. There's more interviews coming up as well, more content in and around the League Cup final. And the final day itself will be absolutely chock-a-block with content on redmenplus.com. So quickly running through the news before I let you all go and crack on with your day. Xabi Alonso is, according to Fabrizio Romano, the main candidate to succeed Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool to become the new Reds boss. Trent Alexander-Arnold is set for a new deal, according to Football Insider. He will get a better offer than Virgil van Dijk and Mohamed Salah. According to Christian Falk, Leroy Sané is on the list of Liverpool, but Sané needs to decide what he wants to do with his future. That will have to wait until the summer. And according to the managing director of Bayer Leverkusen, Xabi Alonso might be tempted to stay at the Bundesliga club because of loads of factors, including his contract, the fact they won't be selling any players, according to him, in the summer, and the fact he and his family are very happy there. he may be right. We'll have to wait and see if Liverpool do indeed proceed with trying to get Xabi Alonso to Anfield. Sound all done. Happy days. Hope you've enjoyed that. I'll speak to you again very, very soon. Take it easy.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.